Good to go.
Thank you so much. For the record, we've got some really good news to share with you all about our ongoing ministries with First Choice. I also want to fill you in on some of the legal issues that are confronting them and us. Amen. And the reason I wanted this for the record, I would love for some of my comments to make it to the governor's office, to the governor's office of the Garden State of New Jersey. I am fit to be tied as to what is happening here in my home state, my beloved home state. And if a dog can't bark in its own backyard, where is it going to sound off? So we have got a lot to be thanking God for and a lot to be praying for. As you know, last Sunday, we collected all of the donations that First Choice had been given.
Amen.
And we brought them back to all of you. And you were sent out to fold and to wash and to organize and to sort through all of this clothing. We left you with about 15 bags, and the following week, lo and behold, there was about 42 to 45 boxes. This was unbelievable, and the work that went on last Sunday was absolutely amazing. I'm so thankful. Amen. For every single one of you who caught the vision.
Yes.
And are part of the ministry of helping First Choice. Amen. Provide baby clothing for all of these wonderful new mothers who have decided to keep their babies. That's a joy. Amen. It is a joy. In fact, the Lord Jesus Christ said it is more blessed to give than to receive. So Amen. At the front end, I'm asking Ralph just to give you a very brief report on what took place when he loaded up. Actually, we loaded up all of that stuff for him. He drove it down to First Choice. And the joy that is ours to be able to give to this organization Amen. Is amazing. And I hope these folks know this is just the first of many trips, because we still have stuff in storage and there's more to come.
Amen.
So Ralph is going to share with us just a little bit about his trip down there with Brother Ron and the joy of unloading all of that clothing. And then I'm going to follow up with a report on the legalities of what's happening and pray. So Ralph's going to give first a report and thank the Lord for the joy that is ours in sharing. Then I'll come back and give you some legal updates, and we'll have some more prayer. And remember, this is for the record. Ralph, go ahead. Amen.
Good morning, church family. I just want to stand up here with great joy to thank the Lord for this work of faith that by God's grace we were able to put into effect, all of us collectively. And Ron Shoemate and I, by God's grace, as we went to Montclair, Miss O'Dowless and Tina Pagana. Ron Shoemate can verify every word that I attest at this time. The excitement, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, that they expressed and the joy, I really understood what it means to be, it is blessed to give than receive. Because what they showed us, me and Ron, they are so appreciative, dear family. You can't imagine what they expressed. You know, people can get happy about something, but when someone is genuinely appreciative and happy, you know it, you know, and they make it clear. And Tina and Miss O'Dowless, when they looked at all of our clothes that by God's grace we were able to gather, they were astonished. The order, they were astonished. How we had arranged everything, how everything was so well done together. They even, Ron will tell you, they said we don't have to worry about sorting out nothing. We can just box here, box there. Everything's already sorted. So I'm standing here right now saying to all of us here, please understand something. We need to pray for First Choice. We need to pray for them, not once in a while. Repetitiously, every single day, every time we offer up praises to our Lord, let us mention First Choice. They are under unbelievable onslaught right now. And I commend them down there for trying to keep it suppressed, but it's difficult for them. So what we did, just them knowing that they've got people encouraging them and supporting them, they demonstrated that when we were there. So dear people, understand, our work ain't in vain. Please, whatever God moves you, do whatever we can. Pray, sacrifice, surrender, donate whatever, money, clothes, whatever. First Choice needs our prayers. They need us. So let us be behind them. Let us make sure we are standing for the sanctity of life, dear people. Amen. They need us now. Amen. So please keep them in prayer. I'm thanking the Lord for every one of you. Oh, you're all on Zoom too. We thank the Lord for you as well. Please, all of us, continue. Let's keep First Choice in prayer. Now, as for tomorrow, as Pastor mentioned briefly, that's in God's hands. Because right now, there's not a thing we can say or do to change anybody's hearts. But God can do that.
Amen.
So the prayers of the righteous availeth much. So let us pray. We righteous saints who have been born again, pray for First Choice.
Amen.
And having said that, let us bow our heads. Loving Holy Father, it is with great joy, Lord. Lord, great conviction and assurance that we can come to you, Lord, in prayer, knowing you not only hear us, Lord, but you answer prayer in accordance to your will. We are praying now for the sanctity of life, loving Father, with First Choice and the many ministries around this planet, Lord, that are faithful to saving the lives of the unborn. Please, Father, we beg of thee, Father, grant them the grace, the strength, the perseverance, the will to endure. And Lord, work with these judges, work with these courts, Lord, but whatever, Father, please step in, Lord, and intervene on behalf of First Choice and all the ministries that are faithful to you, Lord. Please be with them there, Lord. Be with us, Lord, that we can be a support and an encouragement, prayer warriors. I want to thank you for our family. Thank you for our shepherd and his vision to even have us doing these clothes, which has turned out to be a major blessing, Father. Thank you. And Lord, as we go through one door by faith, we don't know what's on the other side, but we're going to trust you. You know what's best. Thank you again, loving Father. Thank you for this time. Thank you for First Choice. Thank you for those faithfully working down there. And thank you for the fellowship of Bethel Christian Fellowship, Father, how you've touched our hearts to, Lord, to be there. And we will continue to be there, loving Father. Thank you, Father. In your most holy name we pray, Father. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Ralph. I forgot to mention that in addition to all of the clothing that so many of you added to that initial donation, I've received $250 in cash just to help buy more clothing. So again, it's just a wonderful privilege to be a part of the ministry and the fellowship. Amen. And I'm just thrilled.
Yes, amen.
That so many here have caught the vision. We are in a battle for the souls of these unborn babies. We really are. So with that in mind, I want to just remind you that tomorrow is another legal battle here in New Jersey. Representatives of First Choice will be defended by the Alliance of Defending Freedom. And that issue is a really illegal subpoena issued by the Attorney General. He does not like the goings-on of First Choice. He wants to look into all of their records, all of their donations. He wants to discover who's giving what and how the money is being spent. And I'm going to read to you just a brief blurb from the senior counsel of the Alliance of Defending Freedom. This is why we are praying. This is why we are so militantly standing for First Choice. Yes. Here's what the lead counsel is saying. Congress has given federal courts the duty to hear and decide cases where government officials have allegedly violated constitutionally protected rights. But in New Jersey, after the Attorney General targeted and harassed a Christian pro-life medical nonprofit, the district court has refused to hear this important case unless it litigates in state court first. Worse, the district court acknowledged that the state court litigation would likely mean that nonprofits targeted by state officials can never get back to federal court. In this case, New Jersey's Attorney General targeted First Choice Women's Resource Centers, a ministry that provides free ultrasounds, STD testing, baby clothes, and more to its community based on its pro-life views. The district court deprived First Choice of its right to a decision on its constitutional claims in federal court. Now we are urging the Supreme Court to step in and provide relief, requiring the district court to decide this case and to resolve the related conflict on the question in the lower courts. Unfortunately, that failed. And now First Choice is back to the state of New Jersey in the court system here. And this is just nothing but harassment. It's nothing against targeting a pro-life organization. In the words, again, of this counsel, the Attorney General did not cite any complaints or evidence that First Choice had violated New Jersey law. Rather, he is targeting First Choice because of its religious and pro-life views. That's what we're up against. And that's why we're praying so fervently for tomorrow, trusting in the providence of God.
Yes,
by way of analogy, imagine if the state attorney general subpoenaed me. He does not like my pro-life views. He does not like to hear what I preach about the sanctity of human life. And he certainly does not like me telling anyone never to vote for any Democrat in the Garden State of New Jersey because they are opposed to the sanctity of life. Oh, he doesn't like that at all. Nor does he like me saying don't vote for any candidate who doesn't support pro-life. For him, by way of analogy, I'm just a bit too political. And maybe our tax exempt status should be yanked. Maybe we should start paying property taxes. So he subpoenas me. He wants to know, Brother Ron Shoemate, where are the records over the last 10 years? Do you have those records? The last 10 years, all the financial records of people donating to Bethel Christian Fellowship. He wants to know how much you gave, what are your names, where do you live, what are your phone numbers, and I can promise you, when he finds that information out, he's not going to be sending you a thank you note. No. He's on a mission. And I'm telling you, what happens tomorrow with First Choice is a test case of what could happen to us. And every Bible-believing, born-again Christian community who supports the pro-life movement. That's why we are praying. That's why we are giving. That's why we are supporting. That's why we are doing everything we can to fight this battle. Because this is a battle over constitutional freedoms, the right for the freedom of speech. And that's why we pray, and that's why we give, and that's why I want to lead us in a time of prayer just for tomorrow.
Yes.
We believe in the providence of God.
Yes. Amen.
And we also believe that God hears and answers our prayer.
Yes. Amen.
And we're praying in light of his providential directives and control and guidance that the God of all heaven does what's right.
Amen.
And that's what we're praying for. And we're praying for everybody in First Choice. We're praying for the executive director and all of the directors and all of the nurses and all of the volunteers, because what happens to them is going to impact what happens to you and what happens to me. And so let's spend a few more moments together in prayer as we think about the issues that we are faced with today.
Amen.
Our Heavenly Father, how we rejoice in your goodness.
Yes.
And we rejoice in your grace. And we thank you and praise you that you are sovereign and that you in your providence direct and control and guide and lead your people into everything that you intend us to experience and to enjoy. And so, Heavenly Father, we come before your presence this day trusting in your providence, trusting in your goodness, trusting in your grace, trusting that as we bring our petitions before the throne of grace, that you would hear our prayers, and if it be thy will, that you would bring relief to First Choice tomorrow.
Yes.
And Heavenly Father, if that not be thy will, we would ask that you would give us the wisdom, give them the wisdom to know what's the next step.
Yes.
We thank you that you are a God who delights in giving us the wisdom that we need when we seek thy face, in giving us the peace when we are anxious, in giving us the joy when we are despondent. And so, Heavenly Father, we would pause once again during this time of worship to acknowledge your goodness, your grace, your sovereignty, your love, your care for us. And we would commit tomorrow's proceedings into thy hands. We would pray on behalf of Alliance Defending Freedom, on behalf of First Choice Women's Resource Centers, that thy will would be done, that the rights of free speech would be protected, and that we might continue to join forces in helping to save the lives of the unborn. And we do pray these things in the name of Christ, our Savior and our Lord. Amen.